You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin, episode 38. March 13th, and we're right. This is the special South by Southwest edition of Yes, I Am Still Sober podcast. And I'm just saying that because I'm doing it during South by Southwest. It's the biggest thing going on right now that I've ignored for 22 years till this year. In case you didn't hear me talking about it last week, I think. Was it last week? Doesn't matter. Anyway, I talked about it in the past. Well, I'm going to repeat it again. And it's that I did some consulting work with the couple of comedy shows, and they rewarded me with a badge, and I've never had a badge before. I have lived in Austin since the end of 1996, and I've never done anything South by Southwest. I've gone to plenty of unofficial shows, a lot of free shit, as you do, but never sanctioned, got a badge, got a wristband, whatever the fuck they use. I never did that. So it's weird to finally get one now that I'm 45 and sober. Kind of a waste, but I did try to take advantage of it today. I'm recording this Tuesday night, going to release it tomorrow, but I'm going to have to record this tonight. I recorded this a little bit earlier than normal because when I normally record it, I'm going to be going out and seeing a couple of bands. So I'm actually going to use my badge, although a couple of the bands I'm seeing, I will probably see at free shows, but regardless. And also, the band I'm actually going to go see is Dracula's, which is the music that I use, and it's a friend of mine, because I think it's funny to use a $1,200 badge to go see somebody that could get you into any other shows if you just ask them any other time of the year. But fuck it, I'm sporting my buddy. Also, it's kind of funny to me. But yeah, but I went out. I was out and about today. And that's what I'm going to talk about. It's really the only thing I've got planned for this this particular podcast is that I went out and did the a tiny little mini South by experience, which is basically just walking around and looking at shit and looking at people do things. I've watched a lot of people. So a lot of badge-wearing people doing things. One thing I did want to mention is I saw a lot of tourists and their behavior on the scooters. And I got to say, I think I was a little hard on the locals using scooters, because at least you guys kind of sort of care about people around you and your surroundings. You know, you may be self-involved, but you know, you don't want to, you know, you have a little bit of sense. These goddamn tourists, man, they don't know what they're doing. Do they not have scooters at home? I guess they don't. I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah, so I gotta watch a lot of dummies. It's good. I took a bus. I had to go return library books, and I just walked down 2nd Street down in downtown Austin. And I acted like a tourist, which was not hard because I've never really walked down 2nd Street in the past few years. So, like, I didn't know what was there. And it's that whole area of downtown. The West 2nd is out of my price range. So it's like a whole different place. It's like, this is nice. I don't know if I would live here, but this is, yeah, I totally got to do the tourist shit. I totally acted like a fucking tourist in a town that I've lived in for 23 years. because it's just stuff I haven't done. And I don't know, it feels good to do, just to kind of get out and new experiences. The whole idea of breaking out, especially with me and my routine. I love my routine. So it was nice to get out of my routine and do something. You know, I had no agenda. I had one thing that I was going to try to do if it worked out, and if it didn't, fuck it. So that's what I did. And it was, it was nice. It's nice and relaxing. I ate lasagna at a place that was empty. Like, I passed by, there's a Torchy's on 2nd Street, and Torchy's Tacos. I don't know if you've ever had it, but if you had, you paid way too much for a fucking taco. But there's one on 2nd Street, and it's a monstrosity. Holy cow. I mean, good for them, because they were busy. So whatever they're doing is working, but geez, you guys, if you're going to pay $5 for a taco, that's not even amazing. Like, oh, it's amazing. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you where to go, because I don't want people. That's the only thing, is that you're like, man, these people don't know what good tacos are. I got the hookup. I know where I go. I know where I go for good tacos. I'm not going to tell you, because I don't want to wait behind you in line next time, because I was the dumbass that told people where to go. That's the only thing. You want to tell them, but also you're like, yeah, you know what? Eat at the douchey place. You pay $5 for or more for a taco, for one taco. And I'm gonna eat a not white taco. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, yeah, so I ate my food. And then I went to a keynote conference, that Q&A, whatever. I went to the Austin Convention Center and actually waited in a line to go, and in the secondary line, because I had a music badge. But I went and actually saw a Q&A with the with Noah Hawley, who is the creator of the TV show Fargo and the TV show Legion. He's also got a movie coming out later this year, and he's an author, used to be a musician, front runner of a band. I mean, this guy's a badass. And if you have not seen Fargo, and you can get it, I think it's on Hulu. Every season is a different cast, it's a different time frame, it's a different storyline. It is my, with the end of season 3, it became my favorite TV show. It actually barely edged out Breaking Bad, although I can't say it's better. Fargo's my favorite TV show, and they're writing season 4 that they're going to start shooting later. But I highly recommend. I don't care if you didn't like the movie, or if you think it's based on the movie. It's not. It's based in the same universe. It's the only connection. But there's not, you know, it's totally a different. It's a different world. I highly recommend it. But this guy, that was the thing, is that I kept looking at all the different sessions you could attend. I'm like, I'm going to go to one of these. And I just kind of was scrolling through it this morning. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Let me just look at all of them. And there was so many. It's a lot of business shit, you know, stuff about improving your image and marketing. And then there was a lot of stuff about current events and making the world a better place. And that's fine, except that I wanted a break from current event stuff. You know, social, anything. I tried looking at the news, and there's a great big, this great big cheating scandal that they're focusing on. Hey, this just in, rich people like to use their influence to make things easier for them and their children. No kidding. Is that right? Hey, you know what? Did you know that water is wet? So that was going on. So I kind of wanted a break. So I got to sit through Q&A with Noah Hawley, and that was fucking great, because he's not a you could hear people getting restless because he's not a like a dynamic speaker. He's just a fucking genius that has information and just kind of, you know, he's just going to talk. He's just going to talk like this. He's just, you know, and it was great. And so I really enjoyed it because I love that guy. But also, I got a chance to do one of my favorite things, which is to shush people who won't shut up during a thing. It's one of my, especially people who had previously annoy you. Like if somebody's annoying, you're like, man, that guy's annoying. And then later they disrupt something and you are now in a position to tell them off. Oh, it's great. And also they're cowards. Oh, it's the best. Oh, yeah. Man, I love doing that. And I got to do it. There's this couple that came in. They were all loud and they're all talking. And I say a couple. It was just, you know, a man and a woman. They came in together. So they were together. There was a couple of them. That guy, he's one of these guys that just talks, you know, that knows just enough to be annoying. And he's just all talking about, he's trying to explain to her about, abstractism, this type of filmmaking that is this avant-garde, just, oh my God, just insufferable prick, you know, and just kind of, you know, this little dumpy cubicle worker who, I know this about film. And it was just terrible. So they came in and he was doing that. And I was just like, God, that guy sucks. And then, you know, the thing started and about every 10 to 30 seconds, he would whisper something to her because it was a thought he had and he couldn't keep it to himself. So he's like, I'm a divider. And I gave him two chances. I gave him two different whispers. I was just like, I mean, after he annoyed me, like I was like, oh no, he's going to do this. You know what? I'm going to give him two more. It'd be nice. You know, I'm trying to pay attention. But it was, my problem is that it was starting to distract me because I can't just tune him out. He's, you know, because I can still understand him. It's like loud whispering, what a jackass. So he did it the third time and I got to turn around and look right at him. And he goes, oh, sorry. And I just went, Christ. I just stared at him. And I turned around slowly and he's like, I'm sorry. And I just nodded. And then they left early. They didn't even stay the whole time. But hey, man, anytime you get a chance to just tell somebody to shut the fuck up, it's great. One of my favorite things. All right, so I think the one thing I did want to talk about, because after I did the session after the talk with Noah Hawley, like I left and walked around for a bit, listened to music as I walked by different things, and the booths were going up because it was the afternoon, so shit had not really started going. But you know, I already got my fill. And And I stopped by my my friend's bar at the Grackle and had a Mexican Pepsi, which is the only, in a bottle. If you're going to drink Pepsi, that's the way to go. And then I caught a bus and went home. And the thing about it is that when I was at the Grackle, of course, there was a beer rep there that was buying people. If they were ordering his beer, he was paying for it and stuff. And I had that little bit of that that regret that comes up. You're like, man, if only I still drank, I could, you know, free beer, doesn't matter, I got money, I would have drank a beer I didn't even like or didn't even know because it was free. Yeah, I've been there. But it got me thinking, because there were moments of the about the festival, because There's a whole lot of stuff out there that I totally get that it's definitely fun if you're younger than me. And also if you like weed, or if you still drink. And I think that those are and I think that they're a necessity to tolerate just the madness that goes with all the people that are in, and the traffic, and then just the bodies everywhere, and the badges and everything else. Like just the behavior bugs me so much. They had to ask me like a couple of times to make sure that I was supposed to be somewhere, because I didn't have the badge out. And they're like, sir, can I see your badge? And I'm like, yeah, hang on. And I had to dig deep into my coat pocket because I wasn't wearing it. I'm like, I'm a local motherfucker. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, all right, here's the badge. But I don't know. It's real easy to be doing something. And if you're just not thinking about it, it's really easy to start regretting that you don't drink anymore, or that you don't do drugs anymore. It's real easy to go, man, if only. And you have to, it requires a little bit of diligence. It requires a little bit of just awareness to realize that you're like, man, sucks that I'm not able to do that right now. But does it? Because you gotta think it through. As they say, you play the tape out, you know, oh, but there's a reason why you stopped. But you also have to start thinking about, you know, that you're glamorizing the, oh man, the free booze. Yeah, but wouldn't you rather pay for something you like? Also, didn't you drink enough? I mean, we drank for, what, 18 years? Longer? It's 19 years. Yeah, something like that. 18 or 19 years. And you drank a lot. Like I drank myself out. It's like, is there really any new ground to cover? Is there really anything? You know, we've been here. We've done this. That's why we moved on. So don't, you know, it's not a regret. It's maybe a momentary regret, but don't prolong it and don't sit on it. It helps to, when you're thinking about it, first of all, don't dwell on it, let it bring you down, but you have to just keep, thinking it through. Like, I mean, that is that cliche, the play the tape out is true, but also not just focusing on the negative things. When you play the tape out, you don't just think about all the shit that you did. I remember the cars you crashed and the all 8 arrests. Remember that? Remember the blackouts? Well, of course, not the blackouts. You remember the day after the blackouts? Remember hearing about things that you did? You remember the friendships that you don't have because of your behavior? You know, shit like that. But not only that, you think about the good shit because you changed. You know, I also like to think fondly about when I drank, but that it was appropriate at the time. You know, oh yeah, in my 20s, when I liked to bar hop. Yeah, you know, I had fun. I did dumb things. I also did lots of fun things. But we are not 25 anymore, are we, John? We're not 27. We're not any of those ages. So, I don't know. You just got to... also, I put myself in a position to not be really tempted. You know, day trip. I went on the day with the normies, not the professional drinkers. You know, and people who are going to party. I will go see a show tomorrow, but it's going to be like at 9 o'clock. Be over at 10 and I'll be out of there before people get really apeshit, dumb, crazy. I hope, probably, that there's going to be people who have been drinking all day and can't handle it, of course. But vibe-wise, overall, should be all right. Get the fuck out of there before it gets too late. You know, I don't know. Just don't... You gotta watch where how you put yourself. You know, you plan ahead a little bit. Use a little bit of awareness. But that's really all I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to bring that up before I got out of here. If you are in Austin and you're going to the festival, have a good time. If you're not, have a good time, whatever you're doing out there. I hope you're staying sober, sober people. If you're not sober, I hope you're staying sane. We will see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. Later. Let's ride.